FM.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Our great guest for this hour, this half hour, is the Age Fix, Anthony Yun, Y-O-U-N, website, drdryoun.com. DrYoun.com, written a book called, it's a beautiful book, The Age Fix. A leading plastic surgeon reveals how to really look 10 years younger. 20 treatments for under $20. Dozens of instant fixes. Surprising superfoods for your skin. Dramatic results without surgery. So I suppose, Dr. Yuan, there's a couple of questions that we've got already, but one of which is on how do I get rid of these dark circles under my eyes. That's from Ashley.
Yeah, dark. Thank you for having me on, Dr. Mike. Dark circles under the eyes are a difficult issue to treat. And really, like a lot of things in medicine, the treatment really has to be dictated towards the cause of it. So for dark circles, there are three main causes of that. The most common is from puffiness under the eyes, from fat. And the fat that's inside our eye sockets can actually herniate. It sticks out, and that's what blepharoplasty surgery does, is to remove that actual fat. Now, for people who don't want to have surgery, there is a serum. There's different serums that you can buy over the counter at the drugstore or online that can provide instant tightening for that puffiness. And for those people who don't want to have surgery, that can instantly improve it before an event like a wedding or reunion, something like that. But the other two causes of the puffiness...
So these are temporary fixes. These
exactly.
are temporary fixes, then?
Those are temporary.
So how long does a temporary fix... In other words, if you do one of these fixes right before a, say, a wedding, does it last, if you put it on before the morning ceremony, does it last through the dances in the evening?
Usually they do last a couple of hours. And the one that... least expensive, I think, is very effective, is one called Sudden Change. Costs about $15. You can buy them at most drugstores. Lasts a few months. It's a tiny little bottle. You can put it in your purse or in your bag and reapply it if you need to.
So that's called Sudden Change.
Sudden Change, yeah. And you can buy that online or, once again, at the drugstore. But once again, the dark circles on the eyes really have to target the cause. So if it's puffiness, then that's what you can do. It's either surgery or you can use an instant tightener that's temporary. If the dark circles are caused by thinning of the skin, so as we get older, the skin under our eyes, that's the thinnest skin of our body, and sometimes it's only a few cell layers thick. And as we get older, that skin thins and becomes somewhat transparent. So we begin to see the dark blood vessels under that skin. And the only really good treatment to thicken that skin is a retinol cream. So look for an eyelid cream containing retinol. And then the third issue is pigment. So people with darker skin, they get dark circles from pigment, so you want to use a pigment-reducing cream. And there's many out there. There's one that we recommend called Thiamine. Gradual changes, but you treat that one skin differently.
Now, the next question, and feel free to go any place with this. The book is called The Age Fix. And Dr. Yun, Y-O-U-N, I'm pronouncing it like you might spell it when you go and do the website. It's DrYoun.com, The Age Fix. So this question comes from a Deborah. And she says, what causes us to have more wrinkles as we get older? I've put on sunscreen every day of my life, my adult life. And she said, and I still have a ton of wrinkles. What is causing it? What can I do about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like a lot of things in really medicine, it's multifactorial. There's so many factors. Now, the number one external cause of aging is true, is the sun. So the number one thing people can do to prevent aging is to use a high SPF sunblock, at least an SPF 30, and try to apply it every morning. That being said, we age from so many other things. You know, smoking. If you're a smoker, that will increase your wrinkles. No question, and there have been multiple scientific studies that have shown that. But it's also the food that we eat. You know, what we eat can really impact how our skin looks. And so in the AgeFix book, I do give a diet plan that I recommend And to put it kind of simply, you want to decrease the amount of sugar that you eat in your diet, because sugar is the number one dietary cause of premature aging and wrinkling. You want to increase the healthy fats that you eat, and in general, increase the number of the types of antioxidants that you eat as well. So colorful fruits and vegetables are great for your skin and to slow down that aging process.
Okay. And now, slow it down. Is there anything she can do to reverse it? In other words, that sudden change seemed like a great idea.
Yeah.
So someone can get rid of the darkness under the eyes or the puffiness under the eyes for a couple hours with that sudden change cream. Is there anything like that that she can do for wrinkles and get rid of them for a short period of time?
Yeah, so there are a number of commercially available products. There's one that I mentioned in the book called the Athena 7-Minute Lift, and that you can buy online. It's the Athena 7-Minute Lift, and I have no ownership stake in any of these companies. But and this is one, you know, there are a number of these serums that you can apply to your skin that will create that kind of temporary tightening effect. Now, you got to be careful with those, just because keep in mind for your listeners, these types of instant change creams can work wonders for several hours. And once again, like the Athena 7-Minute Lift takes 7 minutes to work. The sudden change takes 3 minutes to work. But they're not proven long-term anti-aging strategies. So if you do use these products, and once again, they can give you this immediate change for several hours, make sure you still take good care of your skin. Apply an antioxidant every morning. Apply sunscreen and an anti-aging cream like a retinol-based cream in the evening as well.
Now, one of our listeners has written to us and said, I thought antioxidants every morning would turn into oxidants if the sun hit them. Do you put them on before you put on the... How do you put on both creams? Do you put one on before the other?
Well, I think what they may be referring to, the most popular, most common antioxidant is vitamin C. And when you look at creams that contain vitamin C is very unstable, and it oxidizes from sunlight. And so if you buy a vitamin C cream, you want to make sure that vitamin C cream or serum is actually packaged in packaging that does not allow the sun to come through. So it has to be opaque. It has to be packaging that blocks the sunlight. And if you do then apply it to your skin, if it comes out brown, then that could be a sign that your vitamin C has oxidized. And when vitamin C oxidizes, it's not as potent as if it's not oxidized. So that's the important thing. And really what I encourage all my patients to do, and that's one of the big things in the book, is the antioxidants are important both on the outside and on the inside. So on the inside, it's eating those colorful fruits and vegetables that will fight those free radicals from the inside, as well as applying it to your skin to fight those free radicals from the outside, too.
We've been talking with Dr. Anthony Yun, Youn, DrYoun.com is how to get more information. We will continue that discussion after the break, but I wanted to make sure you knew the book is called The Age Fix, a leading plastic surgeon reveals how to really look 10 years younger, 20 treatments under $20, dozens of instant fixes, surprising superfoods for your skin, dramatic results without surgery. Talk to us about one of the superfoods for your skin, Dr. Yuan.
Probably my favorite, it's not a food, it's a drink, but what I believe is probably the best drink, the anti-aging drink that you can consider drinking, is green tea. And there was a study that actually showed that the antioxidants in green tea could be upwards of 100 times more effective at fighting free radicals than vitamin C.
So 100 times more effective green tea. So how often, now let's go to you, how often do you have green tea? We'll be right back in You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Brown.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And yes, you're listening to the end of the first hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live the highest quality, least chance of getting a chronic disease possible. And we're talking today with The Age Fix, a leading plastic surgeon. That's Dr. Anthony Youn, Youn. It's dryoun.com to get to him directly. Is going to tell us some secrets. So Muriel asks this time, why, if you, well, first of all, there's someone else asked, what do you do for your skin, Dr. Youn, every day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important as physicians for us to practice what we preach. And so I tell all my patients that if, in order to really kind of keep your skin as healthy as possible and slow down the aging process, there are four things that you need to do. The first thing is you want to apply sunscreen every morning. We talked about that earlier. Second thing is an antioxidant you want to apply every morning, because the sunscreen will block the rays of the sun, but it won't block all the free radical damage that you can get from pollution in the air, from people smoking around you, and even from eating processed foods. So that's the second thing. Third thing is you want to exfoliate your skin 2 to 3 times per week if you have quote-unquote normal skin. If you have skin, however, that's more sensitive, then sometimes once a week is sufficient, and there's lots of different ways to exfoliate. And then the final thing is you want to apply an anti-aging cream.
And I should say, before you get to the final one, I should say There are ways that each of these things is covered in the book in great detail. The book is called The Age Fix. Go ahead.
Thank you. And like for exfoliating, you know, some people, you can buy an exfoliating scrub at the store, or you can even make one at home using cornmeal and other ingredients at home. And that's one thing I cover in the book, is a number of at-home, all-natural treatments that you can make in your kitchen that can be just as effective as some of the products you buy in the stores. But the fourth thing is you want to apply an anti-aging cream or serum at night. And the one that most dermatologists and plastic surgeons recommend is retinol. And retinol is a form of vitamin A. The prescription strength form is called tretinoin, or people know it as Retin-A. And the prescription strength form is scientifically proven to thicken the skin. You know, the dermis has gotten thinner as we get older. It's scientifically proven to reduce wrinkles, to decrease age spots, and even to reverse early pre-skin cancers. The problem with Retin-A is it's quite aggressive, and you need to get it from a doctor. And so for those people who don't have access to it or are a little more sensitive, retinol creams are very common. You can go to almost any drugstore and find a good retinol cream for pretty inexpensive price.
Now, let's go to Muriel's question. Why does Hillary Clinton look much older? And then why does Bill Clinton look much older?
Well, I think, you know, it kind of comes down to some of the things you were saying earlier on the show, is that lifestyle can make a huge difference in how quickly you age and food, you know. And there's that concern with Bill, obviously, when he was in office, they always talked about his fast food jaunts and how he loved McDonald's. And, man, the more and more I do this, and I've been in private practice as a plastic surgeon for the last 12 years, the more that I am realizing just how much what we eat can make a profound impact on how quickly we age. And like most spouses, I'm assuming that Hillary, like Bill, probably has a fairly similar diet as her husband, I mean, because they're together so much. That combined with stress, I think, can make a huge difference in how quickly you age.
So stress is the greatest internal ager, increasing your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease, even impotence, and other things greater than anything else. It also causes the inability to fight cancers, causes brain dysfunction, and what you're saying is it makes us look older, too.
Yeah, and you and I, we've seen it. You know, one of the things that I vowed to my wife is that I'm not going to be one of those intense surgeons that keels over and dies in the operating room at the age of 58 because he's been so stressed all of his life. You know, and I think that it's huge what stress does to us, you know, and so getting proper sleep, you know, getting ways to reduce your stress and to deal with it more appropriately, I think is super important to our overall health and actually how quickly we age and how good we look.
So now the other one of the other actual questions was from a guy, and this guy said, "Don't use my name," but he said, "Why does my hair turn gray?"
This is a very good question. As we get older, obviously we lose some of the melanin content in our hair, and part of that, you know, even with stress, you can see that. So, you know, I think it's a combination of both the stress-mediated response as well as, you know, kind of the whole aging response of really everything changing as we get older. Now, interestingly enough, this is a little bit of a side note. One of the things that I cover in the book is people who get thinning hair as we get older. And that's one of the other things that stress does. There is this stress-mediated response where people lose their hair. And so the first thing that I tell patients when they say, "Look, I'm losing my hair. Why do you think I'm losing it?" The first thing I ask them is, "Are you stressed?" You know, and dealing with stress for so many people can really improve how their hair is and how healthy it is.
So if we're to do a couple of things, one of which is use the four, if you will, your four cream, I don't know if cream is the right way, your four daily mm-hmm. treatment regimen, and the second would be to meditate and manage stress, I suppose, and the third mm-hmm. would be avoid tobacco and other products like that. And the last one, I guess you'd say, if I had to say one more, would probably be eat correctly or eat healthier food. You know, we did a story a couple weeks ago that half of what Americans eat is junk, meaning either processed food with sugar or some form of fast food. So we're not doing ourselves any favors.
No, exactly. And that's kind of the whole idea behind the book is, I believe everybody can look 10 years younger without going under the knife. And those four things that you have mentioned are four of the prime parts of looking younger. Now, there are also little things that you can do at home depending on what issues you have. You know, there are actually now new devices that people can do at home, lasers that can help to rejuvenate your skin. We have treatments in the office that are so much less invasive and easier to undergo than we've ever had before. And it's kind of that whole idea that the field of plastic surgery now has changed. And the future of plastic surgery is not having surgery. It's all these other things that we can do short of surgery to make our skin healthier as well as look younger.
And someone, I don't know if you can do this in the 1 minute remaining, blue light. Do you cover that in the book?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Blue light. Do you cover blue light?
Oh, blue light, yes. Blue light is great for acne. So if you've got acne issues, there's even a little device called the TandaZap. It's maybe $25, $40 or something that I recommend in the book for people who have acne issues. So blue light, very effective for acne.
So the book is called The Age Fix. A leading plastic surgeon reveals how to really look 10 years younger, 20 treatments under $20. You've heard the book is as clear as Dr. Yuan was, wonderfully clear. Yuan, DRYUN.com is the website. And The Age Fix, if you're interested in anything in this area, it's wonderful.